Ghana Broadcasting Corporation is mourning with the nation and the world on the sudden and untimely death of Professor John Evans Atta Mills. Focus, our current affairs program, took a cue from this tragedy and discussed the life and contributions of the late president, who passed on yesterday afternoon. Two professors of the University of Ghana, Professor Kofi Anyidoho of the English Department and Professor A.C. Sutherland Addy of the Institute of African Studies, who worked with President Mills in academia, took part in the program to assess the stature and influence of the late professor in ensuring that knowledge became a fulcrum for national development. Professor Kofi Anyidoho, who is also the chairman of the Interim Council of the University of Health and Allied Sciences, WHO, said he did not have the privilege of being taught by Professor Mills, but the late professor was gentle, calm, and everyone talked about him on campus.
I did not have the privilege of being taught by Professor Mills. I was a student at Legon at the time he was a professor in the law faculty. You knew of him, you heard of him from students and from his colleagues as a very calm, gentle, serious educator. But his fame on campus went beyond law faculty, especially in amalgamated sports. As a keen sportsman himself, as a professor, he played a very central role in promoting, and not only that, helping to supervise and organize university sports. I've also since then on campus heard a lot about him from my family, who are members of the same church that he, you know, went to on campus, the Legon Interdenominational Church. And long before he came into public life, was very well known as one of the elders of that church. Wherever you looked on campus, you would hear of him generally in very positive light. Having been a professor of law has had a direct impact on his work as the president of this country. He has been very, very careful not to take any action outside the ambit of the law. And I think we have to understand that some of the people who preach are often not so well in doing what they preach. But as a professor of law, he has been careful as a ruler to exercise his power within the framework of the law. We want to also draw attention to the fact that knowledgeable people are scared of coming into politics. Sometimes some of us are just too careful about, you go in, they'll be insulting you, they'll do this. I can't take that. But he has that kind of quiet courage that makes it easy for him to accept the call to become a political leader with all the insults and other burdens that go with it. And we have been the beneficiaries as a country.
Professor A.C. Sutherland Addy said the late president was a reserved person but managed to contribute to public life.
The Millses were a rather reserved people, and so they managed to demonstrate how you can make a contribution to public life without a private life, guarding your privacy, not in a negative way, but not imposing yourself on a situation, but being a mover of a situation. So I think that for me is an important lesson from their lives. And secondly, I would want to reiterate that in the 1970s, the law faculty was an interesting place. You had a number of young faculty members who brought life to the place. There's a number of generations. You had Professor Aki Sawyer and so on. You had Professor Mills. Then you had Chachu Chikata, his brother Fui Chikata. You had Dr. Kwesi Boche. And together, they really created an atmosphere of looking at the rule of law, looking at governance, bringing up issues which made campus very exciting. And they became very well known as a group, with Professor Mills definitely as a part of it, for being great educators in law. They kind of made us feel jealous. The law faculty seems to be the place to be. I think that Professor Mills' reputation as an academic also took him outside the country. Being a scholar in other universities is a feather in the cap of the whole country. And so when your own scholars are able to go and share with other people elsewhere in the world, it's really great. It makes us proud.
On how the nation is going to cope with what has happened, Professor Anyudoho said he's happy about what took place in Parliament yesterday.
I would like to believe that we've already made a good start, given what happened yesterday. We've started on a very solid note. The constitutional mandate to inaugurate a new president was done briefly, efficiently, with no dissenting voice in Parliament. That was beautiful to watch. Yesterday I felt proud of myself and of my country. I said so, and I say it again, because we haven't seen this happen elsewhere around us so quickly, so beautifully, in spite of what divided political interests. And this whole country came together yesterday, and we've made a start. Let's move forward in the same spirit.
Professor Sutherland Addy asked all Ghanaians to help ensure that the nation overcomes this great loss.
I pray for peace for this country, but it should be a peace that is active. We should realize that we must do something to make this happen. We must contribute. Those of us who are the electorate, those of us who are the people of this country, let's not leave everything to leadership. Let's also contribute our quota to make sure that we overcome this great loss. And our condolences to the family and to Mrs. Mills.
Those were views of panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed the life and contribution of the late president, who passed on yesterday afternoon.